Well, good morning. 6:42, Brock Hunter.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Good morning.
Yeah, Ace.
Feeling good. Watch out for that storm coming.
Oh, there's a storm brewing, man. Everyone's talking about it. It's like, oh, yeah, we got 10 inches
everywhere
of snow.
Everywhere you go.
Well, it's supposed to start with, like, some rain and stuff tonight, right? And then it just turns to ice and then just, like, 10 inches of snow.
Want to talk about this now or should we wait?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about it at all. It's weather. Like, who cares?
Well, hey, everybody's talking about it. So.
Yeah, and people coming to us for hard-hitting weather news. You yelled at me the other day for giving the time. I mean, come on.
You know? You want me to? Can we rant or should we wait?
Why don't we wait? Let's do rock news. Because, of course, we're already running behind schedule, you know, but... We'll talk about this later, all right?
Let's do that.
Let's simmer down, all right? You can talk about your weather.
Nice rock news.
All right. Time for rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR.
It's getting better.
I didn't take the stairs today, that's why. Well, Queen are the most played rock band on radio worldwide. That's according to a study of analytics by Vibrate. It's a company. Anyway, the study titled State of Mind analyzed 50,000 artists, 100,000 Spotify playlists, 50 million tracks and videos, and 500 music festivals. Good God. Queen are the fourth most played artist with 2.9 million radio plays and the highest ranked rock act. In the U.S., they are the 40th most played artist across all monitored stations. Another One Bites the Dust is the most played song, followed by We Are the Champions, We Will Rock You, Bohemian Rhapsody, Somebody to Love, Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Question.
And so on. Yeah.
Before saying this, I love Queen. Queen.
Yeah.
But why?
You know, I still think they're riding high off of the release of Bohemian Rhapsody. I really do.
Is it because they're like kind of like a center, like their demographic is very broad?
Well, I
like
think
young kids, old
for
people,
sure.
Everybody loves Queen.
What you have
whereas
is,
like some other bands, it's kind of more it's the demographic smaller.
Add in, obviously, it's Queen. They've been legendary since the 70s. Okay,
there's
so
a lot of legendary bands.
Losing Freddie Mercury has kind of put a staple on that because, you know, we have no more new Queen after the fact, you know, after he died in 91. So you add in that. Then the release of Bohemian Rhapsody, which took the young actor of, it's Rami Malek. Is that how you say his name? Mm-hmm. Anyway, doing an amazing job, basically bringing Freddie Mercury back.
Amplified it. They were always on top,
and
though, even before that.
But you know, again, there's an ebb and flow with all artists. The same thing like when Meatloaf died, his streams and plays and sales went up, you know, like 500%. So I think they're still riding high on that. And Bohemian Rhapsody brought in a younger generation. Fans of the actor who saw the movie and brought that in and the way it was done, I think now that just ushered in that next generation, that Gen Z, because everyone knows Queen. But actually, believe it or not, you know, in the original Wayne's World, the headbanging scene in the Murphmobile, right?
It's a famous scene.
Queen was kind of on a downward trend at that point. That brought them back up into the limelight. Because for a while,
Introduced me to Queen.
Yeah,
I saw that movie when I was real young.
Yeah, so not saying that they were, you know, struggling by any means, but that brought them back into the mainstream. Like, oh, people are like, oh, Queen, check this out, blah, blah, you know what I mean? So, anyway. The most played artist, they're the most played rock artist. The most played artist in the U.S. this year was Adele, followed by Doja Cat, and then Ed Sheeran. So, you're my best friend. You're my best friend. That's all I know, so. But nice to see a rock act up there near the top as the fourth overall.
Come on.
All right. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
All right, Hunter. On this day in rock history, February 1st, 1964, the governor of Indiana, right down south here, declared that the song Louie Louie by the Kingsmen was pornographic. He requested that the state's radio stations not play the song.
This is ridiculous. This is absurd that you are playing this.
We got to go. La, 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 la. That song, for some reason, the CIA actually looked into that song. They did like an investigation on Louie Louie. because they thought, I don't know, there was something like mischievous behind it. And then you got the governor of Indiana thinking it's pornographic.
Big time. Big deal. Big deal. Every time I hear it, I turn it off. I don't want to listen to that in front of my parents.
This music is sick. You kidding me? I don't know what he's saying. But
it's ridiculous.
That's actually, you know,
what they think about Run Around Sue. That's what I want.
Yeah, that's it. That's that song right there. Literally talking about a lady who's just out there just getting plowed by everybody.
This can't be on the radio.
Look, we're okay with Run Around Sue, but you keep that Louie porno crap out of here. Anyway, fun little fact. Fun little fact right there. So, all right, that is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 Benton Harbor. We'll be back.